Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning and welcome to this week's edition of The Golf Show. Right here on 93.7 The Fan, I am Mike Dedorich. I'm your host every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. And you could also kind of headline this as, this is... This week's edition of Who is Playing on the PGA Tour, When and Where. When they said that the PGA Tour schedule was going to be fluid until they could get all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, they weren't kidding. The 11th PGA Tour event was canceled this week when the John Deere Classic informed the tour that they weren't going to be able to meet the standards and regulations that are in place for tour events, and that event was supposed to be July 9th through 12th. So, the PGA Tour, which loses a ton of money, I think I read $17 million each week that there is not a golf tournament, they're not going to leave a hole in their schedule when they have had a bunch of tournaments, 11, that have canceled for the year. So there is a move in motion that something very rare is going to happen on the PGA Tour. The Memorial Tournament, Jack Nicklaus's tournament out in Dublin, Ohio, in the Muirfield Village Golf Club, is going to be played July 16th through 19th. Word is now, and I confirmed this with some phone calls yesterday, the tour has reached out to Muirfield Village and Jack Nicklaus to see if Muirfield would be interested in hosting a regular tour event at Muirfield Village the week before the memorial. Now, that hasn't been done since, 2014 when Pinehurst, number two, hosted the men's open, and then the next week hosted the women's open. Contact has been made, and that is under consideration. One of the reasons that the tour is so interested in Muirfield Village is they can keep the players at the same place for 2 weeks, you know, eliminating travel, eliminating outside contact, and have everything right there that they need. There are obviously other places that they're considering. Detroit, Akron, Lexington, Kentucky, and Carmel, Indiana are also supposedly in the running. That's interesting. That would be kind of cool. I don't know why exactly, but I'm sure they would keep it in such a way that the fill-in event would not take anything away from the Memorial, which is, you know, one of the elite tournaments every year. But if they don't come to some sort of agreement with Muirfield Village, Columbus has some other pretty good golf courses, too. Ohio State's Scarlet Course has played host to a number of, trying to think what the tour was named during those times, but over the years, the Hogan Tour, the Corn Ferry Tour, the Dotcom Tour, have many of them have played at the Scarlet Course, which is a good golf course in its own right. Scioto Country Club is one of the classic courses anywhere. So, you know, the Senior Open was held at Scioto in 2016, and this year the Scarlet Course is supposed to hold a Corn Ferry event August 20 to 23rd. Everybody's being pretty closed mouth about that, but that is a possibility. And I don't want to keep saying this, but I have said all along that we shouldn't get all attached to the schedule as we see it today, because you just don't know when, you know, one of these tour event sites is going to have, you know, a breakout of the disease. And then if that happens, you know, then all bets are off. So it's going to be one of those deals this year where you have to roll with the punches, go with the flow, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be a test for everybody. I saw somebody posted the other day, they said, would somebody please unplug 2020 and plug it in again? I think everybody probably feels that way. Locally, I wanted to make sure I remembered to mention this. The Tri-State PGA gets their season started this coming Wednesday. It's the Golf Max Head Pro Championship at Wildwood Golf Club in Allison Park. So that's the official kickoff in the new schedule. And that'll be great to have our local guys get the opportunity to get out and play some golf, too. As far as we know at the moment, the Charles Schwab Challenge is still going to be the restart of the PGA Tour. It's going to happen June 11th. It's got the top five players in the world golf rankings. First time that's ever happened for Colonial. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson will all be there. You know, there's all kinds of cute little numbers here. Of the top 20 in the standings, 17 of those guys will be at Colonial. And a lot of those guys that I just named are bombers. And bombers are not actually required at Colonial. That's a shot maker's course. I'll still always remember, excuse me, Corey Pavin back, it's got to be close to 20 years ago, I suppose. He won there, and he's in a field with, you know, some long hitters of the day, and he just kept hitting the ball down the middle of the fairway on the greens. And when the day was over, he was a winner. So it'll be interesting to see how the big boys like Colonial. Like I said, it's a tight course. It rewards shot making. And That will be fun, and I look forward to that. Also this week, the European Tour has released its latest version of its schedule. They're going to start their season, resume their season, actually, the last full weekend in July, when the first of six tournaments in England and Wales will take place. And, of course, depending on what the restrictions are at that point, but that's the plan. They are going to be played on some of the best golf courses in England and Wales, including three former Ryder Cup venues, two at Celtic Manor in Wales, one at the Belfry in England. So, you know, worldwide known golf courses, and they'll be fun to watch as well. The purse at each event is going to be €1 million, and the tour said it will add €500,000 for the UK Swing for Charities. Like the PGA Tour, there will be no spectators allowed, and they're also going to have four Rolex Series events, the Scottish Open and the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth in October, the Nedbank Challenge in South Africa, and the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai in December. Scott Pelley, the man in charge of the European Tour, says he hopes to announce the rest of the schedule, which would total about 24 events, to be announced later. Hopefully we are getting to the point where we can actually say that on a national level, we are putting our one foot ahead of the other, and maybe we'll have golf competitions here before too long. The last Sunday was the match. Obviously, a bunch of you watched based on the numbers. My reaction, okay. It's a miserable weather day. Tom Brady split his pants. There was a little bit of smack talk being exchanged between Tiger and Phil, but I don't know about anybody else, but I'm ready for real golf. And I know that was, a Sunday afternoon where we didn't have to be scrolling through Netflix for something to watch. But I'm ready for real competition, and I think a lot of people are. And I wanted to tell you this little story, kind of a personal story. I got out and played for the first time on Monday. Yes, believe it or not, I played my first round of the year on Memorial Day. Now, that's very odd. I'm usually one of those guys who were out in late March sometimes. But being of the age where I have to be careful, because of the virus, I hadn't gone out, and the weather hadn't been all that great either. So anyway, I got to play on Monday. We're playing, we had a foursome, and we're moving along, having a good time, and we get to the 17th hole at Manor Valley, owned by our friend Vince DeAugustine. The hole is a straight downhill tee shot, and then a short approach into the green. The difficulty is that there are a couple little, for lack of a better term, cutouts on either side. They're not bunkers. They're just holes where this little stream runs through them, and then it gets over to the other side of the fairway, and there's a couple more over there. So over the years, when I've played there, I've always had a hard time finding a way to keep the ball in the fairway and not in the water. So I hit it left again. Not terribly left, but a little. But I thought it still might catch some ground and bounce up further. So we get down there and we're looking for another ball. We find it. We go looking for mine. It's nowhere to be found in the grass. So one of the other guys in the group said, "Hey, Mike, come over here. Look at this. I think I found your ball." So I go over. Yep, he did find the ball. And apparently what happened, my ball hit the left side of this opening, which has been built up over the years with rocks, and it ricocheted with some force to the other side of that little opening, which was, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet wide maybe. It ricocheted so hard that it was embedded in those rocks. We tried to move it. We tried to lift the rocks. Nothing. It was in there. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's in there forever. So, Vince, the next time you're down there, see if you can extricate that thing for me, will you? I think it was a semi-new ball. Just kidding. Anyway, it was nice to be out. I'm sure many of you have been out a lot, and that's great. And if you're going out today, it looks like you're going to have another really good day, so enjoy it. And for us, we are now at the time for our first break. 2020 sports update, some commercials, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a golf league that is almost as old as I am. Almost, but not quite. We'll do that on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.